need to pray. We need to be a praying people. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth. The message coming right up is entitled The Pattern of a Powerful Prayer. Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, which ultimately gives us a pattern to use when we pray. Now let's take a closer look at how Jesus himself prayed. When he had to get through to his Father in heaven, Jesus did exactly what he taught others to do. We're going to look at prayer, and we're going to look at praying. My name is Lincoln, directly from the Word of God. You're listening to That's the Truth.
Praise God for His Word. Amen. Can someone say amen? Amen. Praise God for the Word of God. It gives me life, brought me life, keeps me alive. Amen. And I'm thank God for it tonight. Praise God, because I've got life in my hands. Amen. Praise God for that Bible, praise God, which you're holding, the Word of God. Amen. Life, praise God. Amen. And it just doesn't stay there, because when I read it, amen, as I get into the Word of God gets into me. Praise God. Amen. And that life, amen, is keeping me alive. Praise God, because this is who Jesus is. Amen. As he came to speak, praise God. In the beginning was the Word. Praise God. Last night, amen, we looked at, amen, Jesus, how he was steadfastly set, the type of the mind that he had, knowing what was to become of him. And we were reading, amen, in Luke chapter 9 amongst different passages of scripture, but the way Luke brought us, amen, that instance, amen, that short passage of time, praise God, amen. But tonight, amen, we move a little further ahead in time. We're going to read from Mark chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading from verse 32, and it says, "And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray." Remember those last three words, "I shall pray." "And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him." Verse 36, "And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless," can someone say nevertheless? "Not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and he saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Verse 39, pay close attention, especially to the end of this verse. "And again he went away and prayed," and underline these last five words, "and he spake the same words." Tonight I want to look at, amen, sometimes what we're faced with. We know what Jesus was faced with. Amen. Last night we looked at how his mind was steadfastly, amen, set. Amen. Nothing was going to change his mind. Amen. The direction which he had to take, nothing was going to change his mind. And when I read verse 39, I like how Mark brings this. And we can also read this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 44. It says, "And he left them and he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words." We just read in verse 39. That was Matthew's version of it in Matthew 26, verse 44. I'm going to read again Mark from chapter 14, verse 39. "And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words." Someone say the same words. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank God for the reading of the word tonight. Amen. I thank God that before us, praise God, amen, we do not find ourselves in an empty place, in an empty space. Amen. Not only are we in your presence, but the word of God is there. In the beginning was the word, and I thank God it's here for us tonight. And I thank God, praise God, amen, as we open up this word, amen, as we Read it, praise God. As we take it to heart, amen, we'll find out more, praise God, amen, of what Jesus, not only what Jesus did for us, amen, but how he was able to accomplish your will in Jesus' name, praise God. I thank God tonight, praise God, that we will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praise God. Thank God for your spirit. Lead us, guide us into all truth, judgment, and righteousness. Amen. We are in the house of God, and this is where these things begin. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray these things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's give him a good hand, praise God, for the Spirit of God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God for every word. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Praise God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I was reading this a short while ago, and it kind of struck home, amen, because sometimes, amen, when I put my faith to work and I need a little more patience to see the end, amen, my resolve kind of changes. And I change the way I pray or change the way, well, maybe this and maybe that, and I try to accept something which I shouldn't be accepting, amen. I should only accept what thus saith the Lord, amen. And I look at here, and we know this passage. We're familiar, not my will, but thy will be done. We've quoted this all the time, but amen. Verse 39, amen. The Spirit of God, amen. It's something quickened in my heart when I read this. And I went, I said, is this the way? And I know John does not have an account, but I went and I said, is this the way? Also, does Luke speak of this or does Matthew speak of this? And I found out Matthew also confirms, amen, as I read in verse 44 in Matthew 26, where he said, and he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Amen. Mark, what we read in Mark, and he spake, and he went, again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. Sometimes, amen, when we pray, when we come to God the first time, amen, we've got to come to God a second time, amen, but with the same words, amen. Let us not be, amen, wishy-washy or asking amiss or, amen, thinking or trying to put ourselves in somebody else's position or in God's position, amen. Look at what we see here, amen, where Jesus was able, amen, to fulfill not only the mission, and I use this, you know, I use this word loosely, you know, God sent him with a plan to God. Jesus was, he came, amen, to establish the works of his Father. Amen. Contrary to religion, contrary to what anybody in his day thought, amen, except not contrary to the word which had been spoken by the prophets. Amen. Had they known. Amen. Had they known, they even though they stood and believed, amen, they would talk about Moses, they would talk about Abraham, and Jesus kind of looked at them. Amen. I try to picture the puzzled look on his face. He says, well, no, wait a minute. He says, if you're so sure about Moses, your father, amen, you'd know all about me because Moses kind of talked about me. Amen. I just picture the look on Jesus' face, bewildered. Amen. Because I get that same look sometimes because people come in, they tell me, you know, I'm a Christian or I belong to such a church or I've read the Bible. And then when you start to get into it, their knowledge seems to be a little or afar off. Amen. Or a little off. Amen. And I get that look in my face. Well, should you not have an understanding of the Word of God? Should you not be familiar with the Word of God? Should you not know what thus saith the Lord? Or should you not know, amen, what is written? Amen. If you claim to be. Amen. They were claiming Moses. They were claiming Abraham. They were claiming, amen. You can read this in John chapter 6, amen, where they stood before Jesus, amen. And they were looking, they were trying to figure him out. Amen. And here Jesus was, all the clues, if you would, if you want to use that, amen, a prophecy had been written. I don't know how many prophets are there in the Old Testament, but it doesn't matter which prophet you turn to, amen, their word, amen, their prophecy, their vision coming from the Spirit of God, amen, as they spoke, thus saith the Lord, praise God, it was all pointed in one direction, amen, and that was the Savior, amen. It was all pointed in one direction, and that was getting the God's children are getting God's chosen or getting the Israelites, amen, to where they should be, amen, before God, serving God the way God wanted to be served. Amen. You read Jeremiah, read Isaiah. These men, amen, were sent, amen, not only to warn, amen, the people, but when the warnings could only seem to go so far, amen, then the warnings became prophecy and saying, this is what's going to take place. Amen. It's not working out right now. Amen. God's got a way. God's got a man. There's somebody coming. Amen. And I thank God because of his word, amen, we can identify who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. This is what makes the difference. Amen. Between any other man, religious leader, doesn't matter if it's the Buddha or the Dalai Lama or Mohammed. Amen. They just kind of showed up and declared or proclaimed who they thought they were. Amen. But the only person, amen, whether it be in the past or in the future, amen, the only person who was expected, amen, to arrive, amen, is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Because you can go back to Moses, you can go back to Abraham, you could go back to Jeremiah, all the way up to John the Baptist, who was able to point at the man himself and says, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. Every other prophet, amen, they prophesied, there's someone coming, praise God. Amen. A sister read tonight from Psalm 22, amen, to describe some of the agony, if you would, that Jesus Christ was coming. Amen. They all pointed towards, amen, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's easy to identify, amen, having the Word of God. Amen. It's easy to identify who Jesus is, who the Son of God is. Amen. And I thank God when we look, amen, tonight, when we read from Mark, amen, not only to, as it describes, amen, as the Word of God gives us a description or describes who Jesus is, this passage, amen, that I'm looking at tonight teaches me how I ought to pray. Amen. And this is what I want to spend some time tonight looking at this. Amen. And using Jesus for an example. Amen. David prayed. We can look at some of those prayers. Amen. But tonight, let's look at how Jesus prayed. Amen. I mentioned this last night, but I don't think it was on CD, so I'm going to repeat it. Amen. The disciples came to Jesus and they said, teach us how to pray. Amen. Now, this is before, amen. This is a couple years before what we're reading now. Amen. So here's Jesus, the teacher. And he says, when you pray, pray like this. Amen. He says, don't get into these vain rituals of repetitions and somebody going around, well, I prayed this many lines so many times. Some people say, well, what's wrong with vain repetitions? It becomes boastful is what it is. It's the flesh. Amen. Abe's sitting there saying, I prayed through my rosary bead so many times, or I repeated the prayer so many times, amen. I've read the Bible so many times, amen. This has nothing to do, amen. This has nothing to do with pleasing God, amen. So Jesus kind of removed that element of religion right out of the picture, amen. There's no such thing as repeating, amen, a prayer over and over again or reciting the same, amen. Jesus gave them an example and he says, when you pray, pray like this, Heavenly Father, amen, our Father which art in heaven, amen, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Amen. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. Amen. And tonight, when it came time, amen, and this is why I find this beautiful, because here, amen, Mark allows us to eavesdrop, if you would. I'll use this term, to eavesdrop on Jesus' prayer. Amen. And he's not praying differently than what he taught. Amen. He's praying the same thing. Thy will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Remember what we read? Say, where's that? Amen. We read this. Amen. Where he said in verse 36. Do we have verse 36? Okay. Told the disciples, how are we supposed to pray? Thy will be done. Amen. Our Father. Can someone say our Father? He says, our Father. He says, and he went on to pray. Thy name. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. Praise God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Now comes time for Jesus, amen, to do what he's preached. Amen. Now's the time, amen, for Jesus to do what he has taught. Not like the scribes and Pharisees. Amen. Do as they say, don't do what they do. Amen. Jesus is doing what he taught in verse 36. And he said, Abba, Father, praying to the Father. Amen. Our Father. Amen. He's praying to the Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Amen. Here he says, nevertheless, he says, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Amen. Here Jesus is at the crossroads of, of my will and thy will. Amen. Because there's a difference between what Lincoln wants. Amen. I should actually say not just a difference. There's a huge difference between what Lincoln wants, what the flesh wants, and what God wants. Amen. And I know, amen, we're looking at Jesus, the Son of God himself. I understand that. It's clear. Amen. We do all see that, do we? Amen. It's Jesus himself. But it was also Jesus in the same type of flesh that you and I have. Amen. For we do not have a high priest. Amen. The writer in Hebrews teaches us this. Amen. Who has gone through all the temptations that we have gone through. Amen. He can feel, amen, our infirmities. Amen. He can feel, amen. He knows what the weakness of the flesh is because he lived 30 some years in that same type of flesh. Amen. But he didn't yield to it, the Bible says. Amen. He knew no sin, praise God. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. That this is who Jesus was, praise God. But the flesh, amen, was still there, praise God. Amen. The flesh was hungry after 40 days of fasting. Amen. When the devil came, amen, to tempt, the Bible says he was led up into the wilderness to be tempted, and here was the devil, amen, saying, why don't you take that stone and turn it into bread? Amen. Why would Jesus turn that stone into bread? He is the bread, amen, of life, praise God. Amen. Why would he do that? Amen. Why would he listen to the devil? Amen. Young people, amen, or all of us, amen, here tonight, amen, when the devil comes, amen, or your friends or neighbors come with whatever temptation or whatever there is out in the world, amen, just do what Jesus, amen, begin to quote the scripture. It is written, amen. If you find yourself, amen, with too many friends or you want to get rid of some friends, just start quoting the Bible. Amen. You'll see that you'll lose some friends in a hurry. Amen. Then you'll find out there weren't really your friends to begin with. Amen. So thank God, amen, for what the sword can do. Amen. What the Spirit of God can do. Amen. Don't fight flesh and blood. Amen. Praise God. Turn it into a spiritual, praise God. Amen. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's, praise God. Amen. Vengeance is not mine. Amen. It belongs to God. Amen. Sometimes there's something. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you and I can do. Amen. But sometimes, amen. And this was my wife and I, we were praying about something and about a month ago, and this report came to us, and Lori looked at me and she says, what are you going to do now? I said, you know what? I said, this is the Lord's battle. I'm just going to sit back and fold my hands, and this one, I'm going to bring it to God. Amen. Because I'm not going to be, amen, thwarted, or I'm not going to be led into fighting the flesh. I'm going to let God fight this battle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God with the patience, amen, that we can have this. Amen. That's like the scripture teaches us. Amen. And here, somebody read it tonight. Amen. They read from Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. They began reading from verse 13 in Ephesians chapter 6 about, you know, putting on. Therefore, amen, that we be strengthened by the power of his might and what we are to put on. Amen. But next time you read Ephesians chapter 6, amen, instead of starting to read, amen, the armor from verse 13, start at verse 10. Amen. Because in verse 13, he tells you to put on the armor. But in verse 10, he tells you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. When I read this, amen, I come to the understanding that a weakling can't put on the armor of God. Amen. Paul to the Ephesians in verse 10, he's telling you to be strong, and then he tells you to put on the armor. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for this. Praise God. Amen. If we are fully armored, fully clothed, amen, given, amen, what God has given us, praise God, it not only makes us strong, but we've got to be strong, amen, in the Lord and in the power of his might, praise God. And with that strength, amen, I can wear, praise God, the helmet of salvation. Amen. I can put on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. It's not everybody that can carry these things in the spirit. Amen. Carry these things in the flesh. We've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. And in the power of his might. Praise God. Amen. And with that strength, amen, thank God, I'll have the shield of faith. Praise God. Amen. I'll have my loins will be girt. Praise God. My feet will be shod. Why? Because I'm strong. Amen. And I've put on that armor, praise God. Amen. To be able to defend myself and defend the truth and defend the word of God. Amen. Jesus here was putting on, amen, he was putting to work what he taught his disciples. Amen. When you pray, praise God. Amen. In my margin, amen, I know it's a little lengthy, but I wrote some notes in my margin. I wrote, this is the, amen, the pattern, amen, of a powerful prayer. Amen is what I wrote, amen, in the side of my margin, those of you taking notes, because we can see, amen, there Jesus, amen, he again, he went away and prayed and spake the same words. Amen. I thank God tonight, praise God, The word, God's word won't change. Amen. If I'm coming to God, amen, with a yay that is yay or a nay that is nay, amen, I thank God, amen, that I can believe God, amen, and pray, praise God, with the same word. My mind is not going to change. Amen. My objective, amen, the vision, praise God, which I have, amen, which I've taken to heart, amen, it's going to be, amen, as I see it, as it is written, amen, in, praise God, through the word of God as it becomes in me, amen. This is the power, amen, which with we have this power, praise God, amen, not changing, amen. Jesus didn't change, amen, thinking, amen. John the Baptist sat in prison one day, amen, after everything he had done. I don't know how many hundreds of people he baptized, he even baptized our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And here he was. Amen. He had some second thoughts. Amen. But thank God his disciples came back, amen, with a good report. Amen. Moses wasn't as blessed when he sent out the spies. In the Old Testament, they're called the spies, and only 10 came back with a bad report, and 2 came back, amen. But John's disciples, the Bible, in the New Testament, they're called disciples, but they were kind of like spies, were looking around saying, looking at, and they came back and they gave John, amen, their leader. They said, this is what we saw, praise God. And I thank God, amen, that John was able to come to his senses, I'll say, amen, come to say, yes, I did not make a mistake. Yes, I pointed to the right person, amen, to the Lamb of God, amen, praise God. He is, amen, the Christ, praise God, amen. John didn't make a mistake when he stood up and said, I must decrease, amen, so that he will increase, amen. And that's the position that you and I need to have today, praise God, amen, that people see more of the word of God, amen. It is written, praise God. Amen. This is how Jesus, going back, amen, I mentioned how Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted. Amen. And Jesus, he could have very well stood before the devil and said, don't you know who I am? Take a good look at me. Don't you remember me? Amen. But that's not, amen, that's not, it's not about, amen, you and I. Amen. Jesus turned around and says, hey, it is written. Amen. If thou be the Son of God. Amen. Now, it is written. Amen. We need to know our word. Amen. The sword, praise God, which we have. Amen. The sword, praise God, amen, which is quick and powerful, praise God. It's two-edged. Amen. Sometimes it cuts twice. It hurts. Amen. But I thank God, amen, it does a work, praise God, and it does a good work. Amen. And I thank God for it, praise God. Amen. So, amen. Do we know our scripture? Do we know our word? Amen. It is written, praise God. Amen. This is why Jesus was able to confront the devil, and nothing has changed, praise God, for you and I today. Amen. It is written. Praise God. Amen. I want to read over a couple of verses. Mark chapter 14 and in verse 32, praise God. It says, and they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. We call it the Garden of Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. We need to pray. Amen. I'm glad for 2-3 amens. Amen. Praise God. Some more amens. Amen. We need to be, amen, praying people. Praise God. Amen. This example that Jesus is giving us, amen, even though he was the Son of God, amen, even though he could, amen, the Bible says he could have angels by his side, amen, at any time, amen, he still needed to pray, still needed to talk to his Father. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Even when it came time to, amen, to glorify, you read in John chapter 11, amen, where Jesus, amen, the Bible says he looked up, amen, towards the heaven. He began to talk to his Father, and he says, you know, he said, I could just call Lazarus out of the grave, but then they'll just think it's me. It's all about me. Amen. But he says, I'm going to pray these things so that they hear me and they see me praying to you. Amen. So that you will be glorified. Amen. When I call, amen, this man out. Amen. So even before doing, amen, to the proving himself as being the resurrection, amen, is what Jesus said. He said, I am the resurrection. He told those sisters of Lazarus, amen. He stood there to glorify his Father, and he talked, amen, to his Father. He talked to his God in heaven. You can read this in John chapter 11. Here he says, sit ye here while I shall pray, praise God. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John. And you remember those three? Amen. They were the three that went up the mountain. Amen. When they saw Jesus transfigured. Amen. There's all kinds of things going on then. Amen. Because Peter, James, and John, they weren't sleeping. They were looking, that's Moses. That's Elias. Oh, we should build a tower. We should build, get some stones. Hey, Peter, help me get some stones. We should build an altar, and we should serve. We should do something. Amen. But when it comes time to pray, Who falls asleep? It's the same Jesus. I'm just saying. Amen. It wasn't so exciting now, was it? Amen. How many of you, and don't show your hands, and my hand's up, so you already know it's all about, amen, it's about me. How many of you have fallen asleep while you've been praying before? Amen. You prayed yourself to sleep, so my hand's been up, so you know, I'm guilty of that one, but of course, that would be a good way to go to sleep every night if you just prayed yourself to sleep. Amen. Some of you who can't sleep, try praying. Amen. Don't count the sheep. Amen. That's, I was waiting for just to calm down a little bit to say, pray for the sheep. Amen. And stick to praying for the sheep. Amen. Because sometimes you think about the sheep and all of a sudden say, uh-oh. The forbearance verses have to come to mind. Amen. But amen. Let's stay holy. Amen. Praise God. Count the sheep and pray for the sheep. Amen. But here they fall asleep. Peter, James, and John. Amen. They were the one that beheld his glory. That's what the Bible says. Amen. They beheld his glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I thank God they saw the... Anyways. And there we are, verse 33. And he began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, verse 34, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little. Amen. I think some of you have heard me teach on this before, where sometimes we got to go that little extra distance to get to God. Amen. On our own. Amen. There's one point where Jesus actually sends us into our closet. I don't know what kind of closet you have, but if I go into my closet, there's no room for anybody else. Amen. So that gives another vision when Jesus is sending you into your closet. And if I'm not mistaken, he says, and you close the door. Amen. And when you pray, amen, our Father, amen, like Jesus prayed. Amen. We read here, we're verse 36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup, amen, from me. And I'm so glad for that next word. Nevertheless, amen. Nevertheless, not what I will, but thou wilt. Amen. That's what he prayed the first time. It's what he prayed the second time. It's what he prayed the third time. Amen. Because it's what he says. He spake the same words. We read in Matthew's account, and he prayed the third time, saying, amen, the same words. Amen. I thank God for that. Luke, if you read Luke chapter 22 and verse 42, it says, amen, he says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, that word is there again in Luke's account. Amen. Nevertheless, not my will, but he says, but thine be done. Amen. I thank God for that. Let's go back and read a little bit about the prophet, or what prophet Isaiah, amen. Let's read 2-3 verses of what prophet Isaiah had to say about this, about the coming of these events. Praise God. Are you with me so far tonight? Amen. Isaiah chapter 53. Some of us are very familiar with that chapter. We're going to read 2-3 verses. And keep Jesus in mind. Amen. Because this is about Jesus tonight. Amen. And this is not about... I'm not talking about a Hollywood Jesus either. Amen. Because people these days, it's hard. They have, their minds are been carnally influenced by what they see on the big screen or the little screen these days, all kinds of size screens. Amen. Nice looking, you know, blonde, wavy, curly hair. And they make movies. People say, have you seen any of those movies? I have not seen any of them. Amen. Even in this ministry, people come, you got to see The Passion of the Christ. That's Mel Gibson, isn't it? Yeah. Drunken Roman Catholic. Yeah. Amen. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that's, he's been caught drunk. He's Roman Catholic. And I can read in the Bible. We're going to read Isaiah 53, so I don't need to see, amen, what's, amen, the life and times of Jesus or the Apostle Paul or the Ten Commandments. Amen. Hollywood is making a fortune. Amen. Noah and the flood and all these. I can't remember them all. You see the billboards. And people, amen, and it's the world can do. I have nothing against the world going. The world needs to be entertained. They can go see that stuff. It doesn't bother me. But it's when church people go and become influenced. It warps their mind, amen, because it's carnal. Amen, these are Hollywood. These are, I don't know, we're reading the Bible. There's the Hebrews and such, but, amen, Hollywood is basically run by Jews. And these are the ones that are putting out these films, and they don't even believe in Jesus, but they believe in Jesus enough to make all the money that they can make off from the box office. Amen. But tonight I'm not talking about, amen, the Hollywood Jesus. We put out movies or whatever with him dying. They put out movies with him doing miracles. They put out movies when he was a little guy running around. They did anything, amen, to draw people in. Amen. And when I look at it, it's like I said, it's the devil, amen, warping our minds, distracting our minds, amen, taking our hearts, amen, taking our time away, amen. When your eyes are on the screen, whatever size it is, if it's the little one or the medium one or the big one, your eyes are not on the Word of God. Amen. And tonight I want our eyes to be on the Word of God in Isaiah chapter 53. This is Jesus, the Son of God, as described by a prophet inspired by the Spirit of God. Amen. Not by some playwright, amen, paid to write a script, and some film writer, director paid, amen, to put a picture on a screen somewhere or a book. Amen. This is the prophet Isaiah, Spirit of God. Amen. And listen, yet it pleased the Lord, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Read that part again. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Can someone say amen? Amen. I don't need Hollywood to give me this vision. Amen. I thank God for his Spirit tonight, the same Spirit that inspired Isaiah to write these words, the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, the same Spirit that is leading us into righteousness, into judgment, and into truth tonight. Amen. Let that Spirit put a picture in your head if you need a picture. Let that Spirit give you the vision which comes from God and not from Hollywood. Amen. Of who Jesus is and what he did. Praise God. Amen. He went and he prayed a second time. He prayed a third time. Amen. And he spake the same words. Someone say the same words. Same words. Amen. And he knew what was going to happen. Amen. We looked at this last night, and I won't spend much time on it here tonight, but Jesus knew, amen, what was to take place. It was prophesied. Even though the disciples were asleep, whether they knew what was coming or not. Amen. They looked at Jesus, amen, before all this happened. They said, Jesus, amen. Peter said, I got the good stuff at home. Let me go. I got some swords at home. Let me come back. Amen. Then when he tried to use it, amen, Jesus had to create, amen, one of the last healings he did before going to the cross. Amen. He put the man's ear back on and healed his ear, the Bible says. Amen. Because somebody was a little bit too zealous. Amen. But I thank God Jesus was able, praise God, to do, amen, what his Father had sent him to do. Praise God. Nevertheless, amen. Are you glad for that word? Nevertheless, amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Because here this was prophesied. Amen. Jesus knowing the word, Jesus having read, amen, reading this, he says, and thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Someone who knew no sin, the Bible says. Thank God for nevertheless. Amen. Thy will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is important for us tonight. Verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death.
It won't take long to get back to where we're leaving off right now, For those of you who weren't able to join me from the beginning of this message, I just want to make sure that you're not going to miss anything that we've already looked at. The title of this message is The Pattern of a Powerful Prayer. Now, we've been reading from Mark chapter 14 and the 32nd verse. And here's something that we're looking at. Are your prayers effective? We have been taking a close look at how Jesus prayed. Not only did he teach us how to pray, but we have biblical accounts of how he prayed. This gives us the pattern of a powerful prayer. This message, along with these verses in the Bible, will change your life in every aspect. We learn how to pray just like Jesus prayed. As we continue, get ready for better things in your life as your prayers become much more effective. My name is Lincoln. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Poured out his soul unto death. Amen. The Bible teaches me that Jesus was obedient, amen, unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. Some people are afraid. Somebody told me a couple weeks ago, they said, brother, can you pray for me? Because I went to the doctor and the doctor saw something in me. You know, I don't want to say that word. I pray, cast the fear out. Don't fear. Man can see and do whatever. Amen. But they're afraid to die because of whatever the doctor may see or whatever a disease that the flesh can come up with. Amen. When I read the Bible, the death on the cross, the death that Jesus suffered, that's a lot more painful, a lot more brutal, a lot more gruesome, if you would, than dying of cancer or dying of tuberculosis or dying of none of which I've never died of, so I don't really know what they are, but I've met people and talked to people and seen people and read about these things. And yet Jesus, with the same flesh that you and I had, he made his way one step at a time. Amen. One step at a time. Walked himself into a courtroom to be falsely accused one step at a time. Amen. Walked out. Did what they did to his back by beating him with the stripes. If that wasn't enough, they stuck a big chunk of wood on his back and said, now carry that up. Amen. Up the hill. That's what I mean by up. Amen. Going to Golgotha wasn't downhill. It was all uphill. And he did that because of my sin, one step at a time. Amen. And we're reading him, and it's the scripture, the Old Testament, it's all over the place. And I'm just touching on just one particular instance, amen, where it says, therefore will I divide, in verse 12, him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul. Are you glad, amen, that Jesus did this? He poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He had one on each side of him. Amen. And they were in the right place because of whatever they did. I don't really know what they did. The Bible says they were thieves, but they were guilty. Jesus was not guilty. Amen. It was my guilt that nailed him there. It was your guilt that nailed him there. Because a prophet prophesied. He poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, not everybody, but many, amen, and made intercession for the transgressors. Jesus said, stay here while I pray. Jesus having known, Jesus having read Isaiah 53, and then we read where he prayed three times. I would have had to pray, I don't know how many times. And yet we give up so easily when we're just asking God, saying, God, I'm tired of my old fridge keeps conking out, I'm praying for a new one. Jesus wasn't praying for a new fridge. He wasn't praying for a new donkey. He wasn't praying for Jesus, you know, God, send me better disciples. Amen. He could have very easily prayed that. Amen. Look what he was praying. Prayed once, prayed twice, the same words. Amen. Prayed the third time, the same words. Amen. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. We have got to pray. He made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. And it's not over with, because the Bible teaches me that he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And he intercedes for, he's making intercession for you and I even now tonight. Amen. It's not, praise God. Amen. Jesus, amen, is still doing the will of the Father, praise God. And he's making intercession for you and I. Amen. I thank God for this, praise God. Amen. But he prayed, there he was praying. Amen. The same words, praise God. Amen. Thy will be done in earth. Amen. As it is in heaven. This is how he taught us to pray. Amen. Do we know how to pray tonight? Amen. I'm glad most of you said amen, because then we're going to look at some people who prayed in the Bible. Amen. We're looking at how Jesus prayed, and it was a very specific situation. Amen. And now let's, as we continue, praise God, let's find out, amen, how good our praying has been up to this point. Amen. Are you ready? Praise God. Matthew chapter 8, I'm going to read just a couple of verses. We're still talking about Jesus, and then we're going to get into some of the apostles' writings as we continue. But I just like the way this man showed up here in Matthew chapter 8, and says, and behold, verse 2, it says, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, the second verse. And I like the way Jesus answered him. He said, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Amen. Someone say, I will. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we blame God. Well, I guess it wasn't really God's will. When I read the scripture, when I read the Bible, amen, I know what the will of God is. Amen. And I also know what the devil wants to try to get done, what he's after, amen, doing on the face of this earth. Praise God. So I don't need to argue. I don't need to debate. I don't need to discuss it. Amen. I refuse to allow, amen, the devil, amen, have some kind or I'll rephrase it a different way. I refuse, amen, to allow God to be blamed for things, amen, that he has nothing to do with. Amen. Amen. Trying to, amen, this is the way we can try to allow our flesh to understand things or come to, amen, just have some sort of resolve and saying, well, I guess it really wasn't the will of God. Amen. I guess God didn't really want it for me. Amen. It's not what God wants. The Bible says what you want. Amen. If you keep his commandments, ask what you will. Amen. And it shall be given unto you. Amen. Where's people that have that faith today? Amen. Where are the people that can stand or come into the house of God or pray yourself to sleep this way? Amen. Say, come to God and say, God, amen, here I am. Praise God. Amen. Keeping your commandments. Amen. Doing which is pleasing in your sight. Praise God. Amen. And here's my will. Amen. Allow me to be profitable. Young people, amen, have this vision. Praise God. Amen. To be profitable. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Amen. To serve God in a way. Praise God. Amen. Where the blessings, amen, will be abundant. The blessings will be flowing. Amen. Where God will have the glory. Amen. Praise God. Because a son and a daughter of God are making their way. Amen. Through this world, through this life. Praise God. Amen. Serving God. Amen. With a blessing and an abundance, and giving God the glory for it. Amen. Not because of some degree or not because you graduated from school or whatever. Amen. But do it. Amen. In a way, praise God, that God will be glorified. Amen. That we can be someone, amen, making a difference. Amen. Walking through the face of this earth. Amen. Ready. Somebody read it tonight. Praise God. Ready to give them an answer when they look at you and say, who are you and where are you from? Amen. How do you get this done? Praise God. On your own. Amen. Without very much money. Amen. Coming from a poor background. Amen. And all of a sudden you are prosperous. All of a sudden we are blessed. Amen. Because we are serving God. Amen. Make this the desire of your heart. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Not in a selfish way, but be able to give. Amen. Because the Bible says when you give, it shall be given. Praise God. Amen. Not keeping things. Amen. I know people, amen, they have it kind of backwards. They say, when God gives this to me or when God does this, then I'll do something for him. It doesn't work that way. You're going to wait after God until the day you die. Amen. But thank God when we, amen, make that first step. Amen. When we draw nigh unto God, God says, I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. We give, it shall be given. When I call, he will answer. Amen. This is what the Bible says. Amen. We've got whatsoever we do. Amen. Psalm is a chapter 1, the third verse. Amen. Whether it's whatsoever we shall do, amen, it shall prosper. We've got to do, amen, and it shall prosper. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. And this is the vision I want all of us, for us to have here tonight. Amen. He says, Lord, if thou wilt, amen. He says, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Amen. And Jesus says, I will. Amen. I will. And he says, be thou clean, and immediately. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the will. Amen. Thy will be done. Amen. On earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at Ephesians I want to read some verses from the third chapter in Ephesians chapter 3. We're good? I can keep going? Amen. Amen. It's Ephesians chapter 3. I quote this verse often in Hebrews 13. I think it's around verse 15. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer unto God, amen, the sacrifice of praise. Amen. To God, what's the next word? Continually. Amen. I don't want to get into the, or maybe I will go back into the Old Testament, amen, under the Mosaic law, the tabernacle and such. Amen. They had the altar, amen, which burned incense. And that incense was continual. Amen. That always had to be continual. And the I just picture what the smoke. I'm not one that burns incense. I don't like burning incense, the smell of that. Some of you are shaking your heads going, ew. But I've been in offices or in people's homes where they have the incense, and I sit there looking at it, and smoke always goes up. And you can't contain it. You put a lid on it, it'll just... And that's Old Testament. Now, our prayers, amen, in the Revelations, it says, amen, that is it the elders that have the vials that are full of the prayers of the saints? I think it's the 24 elders, if I'm not mistaken. It's not the angels. I think it's the elders that have the vials. Amen. But there's vials, amen, that are full, amen, of the prayers of the saints. So, in other words, amen, this is not just, tonight I want us to leave with the vision that I'm going to believe God, amen. And not, it's not by faith. That's nothing to do with my faith. It has to do with what we're reading, amen, that we're going to turn into people that are going to be praying more. Amen. My grandfather, and I remind myself and my family of this once in a while, but we still seem to forget because that's the way the flesh is. But I remember my grandfather on my mother's side, amen, the 2-3 times that we visited or that we ate together, he prayed before he ate because he sanctified the food. I remember that he prayed for the food and make sure it was right unto health. And then after we ate, and children don't get mad at me, but this is back in the days, and some of you with the gray hair, you know, you'll know what I'm talking about. No one left the table. I don't care if you gulped your food down in 30 seconds, you just waited till everybody else was finished. You sat there. Amen. And I remember after we had all eaten, my grandfather would pray a second time, this time thankful for what he had eaten. And it's a beautiful example. And we've done it a couple of times, maybe two, not very often. I'm ashamed to say it should be more, because there's nothing wrong with praying. Amen. So this is and we remind ourselves and say, oh, I remember my grandfather used to pray before and he used to pray after. I'm just giving you some examples. Amen. I have a friend of mine, amen, a brother, which I've known since we were teenagers and we lost track, and he's moved into the States and such. But the last time, amen, that we were gathered around his table, amen, the food was there and we'd serve food, and his mom is elderly and all the food was around the table. And then someone mentioned, well, we need to pray. And he stood up, which was new, amen? Because usually with food at the table, we're all sitting down, we're ready to eat, and hand forks and knives, amen? And the 2-3 times that I remember having eaten with this brother, his example, he stood to pray, amen? Which is another good example, amen? I'm not saying there's no judgment here or anything. I'm just saying how people, amen? I've been to, amen, I'm trying to remember who this was because I was very, very young, but, I mean, you're eating at the table and there was a place set for Jesus. And you don't sit there because the table was set and there's a place because Jesus was, you know. And some of you say, well, I don't believe that. That's taken a little bit too far. But that's the way that this lady was. She was always in the presence of Jesus. And she said, nope, you don't sit in that chair. That's for him. Amen. Reserve. Amen. To keep people's, you know, to be somebody who, to have a mind, the consecrated. Amen. Always to be spiritual. Amen. Always. Who read it tonight? Always abounding. That was sister, right? Or you, or one from this side of you. Amen. Always abounding. Amen. Not just praying because the food is there. Amen. Not just praying because it's Sunday. Amen. But always abounding, knowing. Amen. Go, as I said, go back to Moses under the law. They had to keep that incense. They always continual. An odor of a sweet smell. Amen. And it was making its way up. Like I said, smoke, it always goes up. Amen. So if we are praying, amen, going back to Hebrews chapter 13, amen, where we offer unto God that sacrifice of praise, which is continually, the Bible says, amen. Who are we? Amen. You know, show me a person that is praying in such a way continually. Amen. The fruit of your lips, giving thanks. Amen. Giving thanks, amen, to his name. His name is? Amen. I'm just giving you some thoughts, amen, to meditate on, amen, to make us, as we sanctify ourselves, amen, in a, as I said, in a way, praise God, which will make us more spiritual, make us more, more, that's the only word I can think of, more spiritual, amen, because the flesh will deny all these things all the time, amen, to be thankful for what he has done, to be thankful for what's before us, amen, because this is the way I pray. God, thank God for my house, for my wife, for my cat, my dog, the car in my driveway, a tank full of gas, and a fridge full of food, and I thank Jesus for all these things, and oh yeah, bless my brother Bob, and his wife, what's her name, you know, amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was me, it was my fridge, my car, my driveway, what's sit in my house, my family, my cat, my dog, my lawnmower, whatever. It was all me, and it's, oh yeah, Brother Bob, he needs a prayer. Amen. And his wife, what's her name? Forget. Amen. God, you know. Amen. Bless me, us four, and no more. Amen. Amen. I say this now. Now we're going to read. Amen. I bring this up before we read, because listen to how Paul prayed. And again, Paul could have been praying for himself, whatever the Apostle Paul went through. Amen. I'm glad that some people were praying for him. I don't know if there was many. At the end, there wasn't many. Amen. He couldn't brag about too many. He's happy about Luke, happy about Mark, not too happy about Alexander the coppersmith. This is his closing thoughts in Timothy. Amen. Not so happy about Demetrius. Amen. But here he is praying for, well, let's read it. Amen. How Paul is interceding for us. Amen. It's not about, amen, every man for himself. Thank you, sister. I was counting the seconds. Amen. It's not about every man or every woman for theirself. Amen. And I read this, amen, because it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. Are we starting to get the picture? Amen. I mentioned a few minutes ago in my margin, I wrote a pattern. Amen. We're beginning to see a pattern of good works, a pattern of good praying. Amen. He says here in verse 14, Ephesians 3, says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. So now he gets the formalities out of the way. Amen. It's a good thing. It's a good way to pray. Amen. That he would grant, underline that word, because there's a few words, amen, that he's going to pray. Amen. That he would grant who? You. Who's he praying for? He's not praying for himself. Amen. Whoever he's writing, whoever's in Ephesus, amen, they're getting this prayer. Amen. But this is my pattern. Amen. We looked at how Jesus prayed. Not my will. It's not what I feel like doing, but I'm going to do, amen, what you want me to do, God. That's the way Jesus prayed. Now look how Paul is praying. Amen. Still praying to the Father. And he says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be, amen, strengthened with might by his. Now, so he's praying, amen, that God will grant, amen, or give me. He's praying that I will be strengthened. Am I going to put myself in this picture? Amen. I don't know if there's any Ephesians left or Ephesus. I don't know. But if I'm going to pray for you or you're going to pray for me, this is how we're going to pray. Amen. Listen, I pray. Amen. Remember Brother Bob? You know, that's all. Oh, you know, and his wife, I forget his name. That's the way I was praying. Not the right way to pray. Amen. Here, amen, if I was praying for Brother Bob, I would be praying, Brother Bob, amen, I pray that my Brother Bob, God grant my Brother Bob, amen, that he be strengthened. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, should we pray fire from heaven and devour them all up? What kind of a spirit do you have, is what Jesus said. Amen. He said, I'm not even going to ask you what kind of spirit you have because you don't know what kind of spirit you are of. Amen. That was his answer. Amen. That we were looking at last night. The wrong way to pray. Amen. But I know there's people that pray like that. Amen. Because they don't like how somebody's getting on. They don't like how somebody's doing something. They don't like a sister. I'm not talking about the people in the club. Amen. I'm talking about the people in the church, brothers and sisters. Amen. So let's forget about how we prayed yesterday or the right way or the wrong way. This is how we're going to pray. Amen. Using this for an example, using this for a pattern. This is a pattern of a powerful prayer. Amen. He says, give, God, give. Amen. My sister, my brother. Amen. Strengthen. Amen. Give them strength. Amen. Not just ordinary. I'm not talking about vitamins or A to B or Z or whatever, vitamin C or D. He says, with might by his spirit in the inner man. Amen. It's not what you're taking in the morning, your juice or your whatever it is. Amen. He says, I'm praying for strength that comes from God. Amen. When you pray for Brother Gagnon, when you pray for Brother Bob, or you pray for brother or sister, whoever it is, amen, pray like this. God, give him, amen, give her, amen, strength. Amen. That's one. Amen. Verse 17, we continue. Amen. And I also grant, I also pray that Christ may dwell in his heart, in her heart. Amen. Who are you praying for? Give them strength. And I pray that Christ, amen, by faith, which cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, amen, that Christ will dwell in their hearts, in your hearts by faith. Amen. That's two. Amen. Strength, dwell. Amen. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend. There's three. Amen. Give them grace. Give them knowledge. Amen. Give them the understanding. Amen. Let them be partakers. Amen. Comprehend can go either two ways. It's the way you understand it or the way you partake of something, the way it involves or entails something. Amen. So either or, amen, you're going to be a partaker of it or you're going to understand it. Works both ways here. Amen. Three, amen. He says, make sure my brother and my sister, make sure they're strong in the Lord by his spirit. Amen. Amen. I pray that Christ dwells in their hearts. Amen. By faith, praise God. Number three says, may that they may be able to understand with not just some of the saints, not just saint so-and-so, the ones that I like, amen, not just the saints that I hang out with, not just the saints that I'm related to, and sometimes the in-law saints aren't the ones that are, you know what I'm saying, anyways, amen, not, he says, to all the saints, amen, he says here, he says, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, amen, but I'm not done, Lord, amen, I also pray that you grant, amen, that they may know the love of Christ, amen, there's four, amen, that they may know, amen, the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, amen, that ye might be, here comes five, filled. Now I kind of figured it would be kind of quiet. Amen. Because this is not just praying, you know, for Brother Bob, you know, and his wife, I forget her name, but you know. Amen. Pray for all the saints across Canada. Amen. And we're out like Peter, James, and John snoring. Amen. Before the first prayer is even, amen, said and done. Amen. And Paul continues, for this cause, I bow my knees. And he says, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, amen, that ye might be filled. Pray that your brother might be filled. Amen. Pray that your sister, Paul is praying. Amen. He's praying that ye might be filled. He didn't say that I might be filled. He says that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be, you wonder why the church is in such a sad state, or it's not doing as well as it should be doing or could be doing, because nobody's praying like this. Amen. That's the way I see it. Amen. If it hurts, God loves us. If it's chastising us tonight. Amen. He says, unto him be glory in the church. Because if a bunch of people walked into church all at the same time, and all those people were filled, strengthened with Christ dwelling in them, with a knowledge, amen, there would be church. Amen. That would be quite a service. Amen. That would be quite a meeting. Amen. Being able to have fellowship one with the other. Amen. Being able to tolerate one another. Amen. I thank God. We don't have that problem in Fort Saskatchewan. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. But the vision, amen, it still applies. Amen. To pray this way. Amen. Because this is the way Jesus prayed. Amen. This is the love and the compassion that Jesus had. Amen. As he walked the face of this earth. Amen. Whoever was around him. Amen. He didn't ask him where they came from. Amen. He didn't ask him how much money they had given. He didn't ask him if their tithes were up to date. Amen. He didn't ask them, you know, even if they were Samaritans. Amen. He got the Jews mad sometimes. Amen. Because he would come, amen, and he would bestow upon, amen, the other people. Amen. The other faith. Amen. The other crowd sometimes. Amen. We're too afraid, amen, even to name them. Amen. But Jesus, amen, he was doing the works of his Father. They weren't dead man's works. Amen. And tonight, if we can have this vision to pray, amen, this way, praise God. Amen. Instead of complaining about things, amen, we ought to be praying about things. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for this. Praise God, amen, that we can have, amen, this sacrifice, because I know it will. Amen. You'll have to get to know your sister's problems and your brother's problems a little bit. Amen. Or their needs, I should say. Amen. Instead of just naming them by name, and God, you know. Pray like Paul was praying here. Amen. Unto them. Amen. Praise God. Where he was saying, amen, I pray. And he says in verse 16, I'll repeat this very quickly in case you need to write it down again. He says that ye would grant, amen, give them, amen, give my brother Bob, amen. I don't know who Bob is, but I'm praying for Bob tonight. Amen. Give my brother Bob strength, amen, that Christ may dwell, amen, that he will comprehend, that he may know, and that he be filled with all the fullness of God, amen. Now, wherever brother Bob is, brother Bob's getting blessed tonight, amen, because that's a prayer. Amen. For my sister, for my brother. Amen. This is the way to pray. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, amen, hanging on the cross. How did he pray again? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Father, which art in heaven. Still, he's addressing the Father. Amen. When he prays, amen, when he's praying for them. Praise God, amen. And I thank God, amen, for who is being sifted, Simon. Amen. Simon was being sifted, amen. Jesus said that Satan has come to sift you as it would. I don't know the verse, as wheat, amen. And the next verse, what did Jesus say? He said, I'm praying for you, brother. Amen. How many times have people come around and said, have you seen sister so-and-so, blah, 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 and they start going on with brother, amen, doubt and aunt, you know, whoever, you know, fearful, and they're going on with all kinds of descriptions, and yet Jesus wasn't there to blame or to judge, amen. He was there, and he said, Peter, I'm praying for you, amen, because Satan's after you, amen. Satan's after each and every one of us sitting here tonight, amen, but thank God there's somebody praying for me, amen. Thank God there's somebody praying for you. Amen. I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. That we can fill those vials. Amen. There may be a vial, amen, those vials that we're speaking of in Revelation. Did somebody find that verse? Is it, pardon me, chapter 5 in Revelation? The prayers of the saints. That's the verse I want. That's it. So the elders had the vials and they were full of the prayers of the saints. Amen. So there's probably some vials that need to be filled tonight. Amen. Before we go, we're going to pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that. Now that we have a pattern, we have a way. So that's what, if Revelation chapter 5, right? You were saying chapter 5, verse 8. Amen. So read that, add that to your notes. The prayers of the saints. Praise God. Amen. I think I'm done. But before we go, we're going to pray tonight. Amen. Are we ready to pray? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's give him a good hand tonight for his word. Praise God.
I trust after this message that you are going to spend a lot more time praying and that your prayers will be much more effective based on the pattern of a powerful prayer. As we looked at how Jesus prayed, I thank God we can apply this to our lives today. I sincerely believe that this will make a big difference in your life. Tell others about this station so that they too can be blessed. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.